guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Hello, my dear friends. Greetings to you in Jesus' name. We've been studying through the book of Isaiah. And one of the reasons why we've been studying this is because we value God's voice. We value what God is trying to speak to us. We value what God is trying to do in us. And the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every single word that God would speak to us, by every single word that God would minister to us, God would deliver into us. Amen. I hope and I believe that God is doing that for you, that God is continuing to minister to you, God is continuing to speak to you. See, the one reason that sometimes we don't, we don't hear God's voice is because we are only concerned about ourselves. We are only concerned about how things can go well with us. But if we can just turn our focus and we can even begin to pray for others, we can even begin to be burdened for others, then the Lord will automatically begin to manifest himself for you. He will automatically begin to move on your behalf. Jesus said this parable in Luke chapter 11, I guess, where he said a friend came to his friend and said, I'd like food. And the person whose house he came to, he said, "Hey, wait. I'm sleeping. Let me sleep. What is the emergency now?" And that friend says, "Hey, I have a visitor in my house and I don't have anything to give him. And I really need you to get up and give me food so I can feed it to my friend." And, you know, the Bible says that that friend will, even though it is inconvenient at that time of the night, he will still wake up and get the food and give it to his friend so that he can feed his friend. It's not even for him. You know, that's the kind of believers that the Lord is looking for. Sometimes we go to the Lord only for our needs, but if we can fight with God till even our friends, our families, the people that God has divinely placed around us, till they can also receive their breakthrough. I think that's the kind of warriors that God is raising up. Let me read a scripture from Isaiah chapter 18 and verse 3. This verse talks a little bit about prayer and warfare. You know, how when you pray, it is like a battle that you are in, and no battles can be won unless you are persistent. No battles can be won unless you are intentional. No battles can be won unless you play them or unless you fight them strategically. No battles can be won unless you have a superior hand. And this is what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 18 and verse 3. All you people of the world, everyone who lives on the earth, when I raise my battle flag on the mountain, look, when I blow the ram's horn, listen. What is this battle flag that we raise and what is this ram's horn that we blow? It is our prayer. You know, the Bible says that when we raise our battle flag and when we raise our ram's horn, the Lord will fight. The Lord will do things for us. We don't have to fight. We don't have to, be the ones doing the actual fighting. We don't have, because our battle is against flesh and blood. It is not against flesh and blood, I'm sorry. Our battle is against spiritual principalities and powers of darkness that are prevailing in the atmosphere around our homes, in the atmosphere around our churches, in the atmosphere around our cities. Those are the people and those are the things that we battle. So can you imagine how easy would it be that if as a church we make it a point to raise our battle flag on a daily basis. As a community, we blow the ram's horn on a daily basis. Can you imagine where God will take us and what God will do through us if we are intentional? Come on, church. We have to become intentional. We cannot be praying just because we feel like praying today. We cannot be doing things just because we are, I think, you know, today is a good day. Let me just, you know, do this so that my parents are happy, so that my wife feels that I'm a prayerful man. Or no. It has to be because you're intentional about it and you're purposeful about it, and you want to fight battles for your people, you know. And when you clear the atmosphere, when you clear the battleground off of these demons and these principalities that are trying to take down our city and our nation, I'm telling you, it becomes so much more easier when you go and tell somebody Jesus loves you. When you go and tell somebody God is for you, when you go and tell somebody God wants to provide for you, God wants to heal you, the way the transaction happens is so much more easier, and the breakthrough will be imminent. It'll be immediate. You'll not have to struggle for the breakthrough. It will just come by. It'll just come through. So let me pray for you this morning, and let me believe that this verse will become a common occurrence in your life. It'll become a common description of your mornings and or your nights, whenever you enjoy praying. You know, for me, my favorite times of seeking the Lord is in the mornings, and I really struggle at nights. You know, but I know other friends who cannot wake up early, or, you know, cannot pray in the mornings, but they can go late into the night and pray. But, you know, whatever may be your comfort zone, whatever it is, if you could just still continue to just make battles as and when the Lord leads you, in whichever direction the Lord is leading you today. You know, in fact, I would like it if you're on the Bangalore Revival Center page, or the Pastor Priji Verghese page, you know, wherever we share this podcast this morning, we would like for you to come and share and leave a comment of what you're battling for. What is the one thing that you're battling for? Just leave a comment there, and or just tweet it out to me, you know, when you see this Twitter message, or wherever you see this, if even if you're getting this on WhatsApp, wherever you see this, just leave back a message of what you are fighting the Lord for, what you're fighting in prayer for, what you're fighting for in this season. And we would like to fight along with you. We'd like to join our hands along with you. Father God, I pray that in this season, there will rise a mighty generation of prayer warriors, not just praying people, but prayer warriors, those who rise up and fight and pray, those who raise the battle of their battle flag, and those who blow the ram's horn on a daily basis, and they bring down every high thing that comes, that stands itself against the knowledge of God, and bring them down and bring them obedient to the voice of Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
May God bless and multiply the word you just received. We have plenty of resources for you to receive and be blessed by, especially the videos and audios of every sermon preached by Pastor Priji and Rashmi. Find all of them at pastorpriji.com.